thirstiest cat in the world. Let's go. Do you have any idea how late you're making me? I'm gonna be, oh God, it's already starting. The damn show is starting, dangins, come on. Oh God, now I gotta do 8 things all at once. And come on, dangins, it's starting. Okay, hello. The current time is kitty water time. And that means we're also starting the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Toby. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm the number one kitty bartender in the world because I'm pouring kitty water right now. Drink it up, dingins. It's been a hell of a day so far. I got up very late because I had to get up 2 or 3 times before dawn and 1 or 2 times after that because of the cat. And so, yeah, here we are. I have no idea what else to tell you other than, oh, it's been a brutal night. It's been a brutal beginning of the day. It's going to be a brutal rest of the day. Okay, I guess the cat's done drinking water. It's going to be hot again today. Right when I thought the heat broke for the season. Nope. Oh, looks like we're going to have 36 degrees today. It's going to hit 37 or 38 the next couple of days. Maybe even hotter. And to make it even all more super groovy, we've currently got humidity at 65%. So, I woke up, 40 minutes ago? 45 minutes ago? And I'm all sore. And I don't feel super great. And I'm feeling angry and cranky because I didn't sleep very well. And cats are pissing me off because they're pissing all over the place. Had to clean up some kitty pee in some new places today. That can't be good. Now she's peeing in front of the door that goes out to the deck. The back door just outside the kitchen here. So, yay. And I did spend a little time, about a half an hour ago, walking around the rest of the house looking for more kitty pee. And that's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to take a little detour as I walk through here. And I'm going to check in this box, this cardboard box. Well, at least she didn't pee in the box. Didn't pee over here. Okay. This is great and all. All right, so we're going to take this jug of kitty water back down into the bathroom. Ooh, my lower back is a little bit weird. Just a little bit weird. And the cat is sitting here. Hi, dingins, what do you want? You need to give me a break. I got to do a committee. Some cats, they just don't understand that there's a time to committee. And that time is 1930 UTC. And kitties don't have watches. Kitties don't own clocks. Hello, dingins. What are you doing, dinger? Cats can't tell time. Do you know what time it is? I can't help but notice you don't have a watch on your wrist. Okay. I'm not even ready for this. I'm not even remotely prepared to do this right now. And I feel bad because I'm supposed to be Mr. Consistency. I'm the guy who's always doing a show every damn day. Yeah, hi. What do you want, dingins? What do you want, bazooker bazonker? Okay, what is it that you want? You want some more kitty water or? Ah, the cat's looking at me. I'm trying to drink some tea. So nothing is new. I'm tired. I'm a little bit sore, and I'm running late. And I think today's going to be terrible, so I got to think of some kind of way to make today not be terrible. How am I going to do that? I don't know. Drink some more tea. Oh, it is good, though. Drinking that Yinding Jieguan Yin. Oh. And for being such a cheap and, I would say, low-quality tea, but low-quality in the sense that it's still, you know, 10 times better than your basic tea bag garbage. This stuff is pretty good. So delicious. But however, there has been one great thing, one awesome thing that has happened in the last 23 and a half hours since you've heard from me last. Oh, guess what happened yesterday? Yeah, at about, I don't remember what time it was, about 4:45 local time. What are you doing, Dingus? Now the cat's standing over there in a weird position. Is she peeing on the floor? No, she's just being weird. What are you doing, Dingus? What the hell are you doing? Yeah, right. So, yesterday, at about 4:45 local time or thereabouts, the emeritus pulls up in his car and says, "Let's eat." And I said, "Great idea." Jump in the car and we drove straight to the Greek diner. I had souvlaki. And the emeritus had the half Greek village salad. Yeah, that's a hard one to parse. It's a salad that's half Greek, or the size of a half of a Greek village. What? So anyway, yeah, we were eating up the yummy Greek food. Oh my God, it'd been too long for me. So that was great. And then I came home and did nothing. Well, that's not true. I did some synth a little bit and came to some conclusions. We'll get to that in a minute. And then last night when the cat was keeping me awake, for some reason the algorithm asked me if I wanted to hear Just Can't Get Enough by Depeche Mode again, and I said, yeah, sure, why the hell not? Doon, 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 doon. So I was enjoying that and thinking, God, Vince Clark is such a genius. Then I started thinking, you know, this is kind of how I tend to write. You know, when I do my dumb little pop music stuff, this is what it kind of tends to sound like. Has Vince Clark been more of an influence on me than I realize? Well, you're probably. And all these things come to me after the fact. You know, when you always get that classic interview question. Somebody, the interviewer always has to ask the musician, what are your influences? And then they list off a bunch of artists that they like. Whether or not they influence them or not, I don't know. But, I don't know. That doesn't work that way for me. The people that I like, I don't feel like influence me much. They do to an extent, because I have heard them. They do influence me. But then when I go back and I compare what I do to what other people do, you don't really hear or see those influences. So when people ask me about my influences, I usually tell them Henry Mancini. And it's not that I'm not a huge Henry Mancini fan. I don't own any Henry Mancini albums. I don't, you know, I don't go around listening to his music all of the time. It's just that, you know, he's so pervasive in our culture, whether you know it or not, that I feel like his grasp of the pop zeitgeist is also sort of how I understand it. And this occurred to me last night about Vince Clarke as well, which then led me into a Vince Clarke festival, a miniature Vince Clarke fest. And then I had to start listening to Erasure. First, I listened to Always, and then I listened to Respect. And then the algorithm said, huh? What about the ABBA cover? Come on, take a chance. And I'm like, okay. Kind of was thinking about going to sleep, but since the cat's keeping me up, we might as well listen to Vince Clarke and Andy Bell do some ABBA. Which is awesome. What a great cover. Vince Clarke, he's a genius, very clearly and obviously. So that was pretty fun. And that killed a good 20 minutes. So... Oh, I'm getting delirious. Yeah, Henry Mancini and Vince Clarke, are they my two greatest influencers? I don't know, maybe. I don't even think about it. See, that's the thing. I don't even think about it. And that's unusual in and of itself, being as I like to overthink things constantly. But yeah, synth. That's the other thing I sort of realized late last night as I was kind of going back to sleep. I've hit an unusual point in my life, in that I have managed to rekindle my love for creating music. Don't get me wrong, I don't want to do any multitracking. I don't want to go into any studios. I have refound or rediscovered the joy of synthin. And so I sat down on my synth last night thinking, okay, what else to do with this thing that I'm doing? And I, just for the sake of practice or whatever, I automated the whooshy whooshy bit. And then I set up a better reset system, which is now actually kind of working. Except at the very beginning of the track. Which is fine. And I realized two things last night. This synth setup I have is not made for doing techno music of any genre, really. I don't have the right voices. I don't have, and I also realized the other thing is I don't nearly have enough, because I have gotten this far in my patch and I'm starting to think, oh right, now I got to add a whole bunch of more percussive rhythmic elements, and I don't have that. I'm out of voices. That's not true. I got one left. One percussion voice left that we could do something with. I tried doing something with it, but I don't have any techno sounds. And this is where the problem is becoming glam. Glam. So now I have this track. Oh, I also spent a lot of time trying to duck the kick against the... Where are we with that? Is that... I gave up on that. So now I have this track that is almost good. It's almost a thing. It almost sounds like real ambient and hypnotic techno. But it doesn't. And that's okay. But let's get it going here so you can understand what I'm talking about. And go. Why does that not sync up properly? After I added all those damn reset triggers. 1, 2, 3, see? It's off by half a step now. How's that possible? Why? See, this is such a pain in the ass. It's not even funny. But last night this was working. It would self-correct even. It was awesome. again wrong. One, two, three. It's, how is this not working? It worked last night and I was so happy. It's like, oh, I finally got the reset to work properly. And now it's not. Nothing has changed. All right, let's push buttons until maybe something will happen and go. Okay, now we got it. Now to you, this may not sound like it's screwed up, but trust me, it is. But it's correct now. So here it is, in all of its glory. And the other thing that I realized is that this sequencer is not ideal for doing this, like I thought it might be. Using my other sequencer would be better. But I like having the pod down here because now we can use this delay. I mean this, we can use, well, it's a delay. We can use this effects unit as a filter. And we can do cool bass stuff. Add some gain here. And I added some LFO. Added some LFO to this filter. And apparently I changed it last night because this is not what I was expecting. This is what it was. Okay, that's interesting. Which is good because we need to find variation in this patch. Because I can't really add any other sounds. Except for this. That's not a techno sound. Something else too. We just lost our... I screwed something up. there's that too, which doesn't seem to be all that usable. What happened to my damn... Alright. We gotta stop this because we lost our automatic whooshy whooshy. And automatic whooshy whooshy was a chain of something. How did it go? I think it was... Oh, crap. I think it was 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Wasn't that it? Let's find out. Will it start correctly? Nope. Will it correct? 1, 2, 3. Nope, it wants to fall on 3. Okay, let's try it from here. Four. Nope, it's on the 4.5 now. Why does this not work? Four. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. It's not even close. Okay, start it up again one more time. Nope. And wait a second. Did the reset thing get screwed up too? Okay, hold on. I've done this. I have screwed more things up than I have fixed. All right, so we got to start over. We got a program modulation. So this is for... I'm looking at the cable, following the cable. Okay, yeah, this is the reset. So we got to go... 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and... we're putting that into channel 3. And we're going to make it 16ths. And it's channel 2 that is supposed to be the... whooshy whoosh. So we're going to fix that as well and go. It's up falling on the 2. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. See, that's like 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's try that again. One, two, it, son of a, okay, let's try this again. Wait, did that just do it? 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, nope, 1, it's off by like a 16th. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. All right, we got the whooshy whooshies back. But that's not right. But it's fine. I'm more worried about this stupid reset right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. It's off by a sixth. It's off by a 16th. So let's reset and try it again. Okay, I saw the reset thing blink. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's on the damn... This power cable keeps falling out. None of this crap is working. What's the damn problem here? This sucks. What the hell is wrong with all this? I'm gonna punch this into the modulation one more time. Oh, my knee really hurts, and let's try this again and go. Okay, we've got it on we got it on the beat now, but it's resetting too often. So can we fix this by doing this? 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Bam. How did that get off? Okay, it's every other bar now, like it should be, but it's off by an eighth, or a sixteenth. Let's try it again. Okay, that sounded right. One thing I've noticed is that when it resets itself correctly, that first note will be extra long, like it was that time. Okay, so we finally got it all back to working sort of properly. Let's save these modulation settings. We can add some more bass notes now. We can put the effect back in, which is just filter. Another delay back on. Okay, awesome. And I'm afraid to stop it, but I gotta see if it'll start back up again. And this isn't even what I wanted to do today. I wanted to try to throw some other stuff on top of that, maybe get some tape going. I can't find my tape recorder. All right, go. And that's a fail. Okay, so if I sit there and push the button a million times, maybe it kind of resets. Okay, that's great and all, but we're stopping it. Okay, I want to try something. We don't have a lot of time for this, but we're going for it. This closet. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio, but now it's over. Bye-bye.